This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 12, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. As we await the release of the next edition of the Cato Institute's Governor's Report Card, a few trends in state tax policy have emerged in the past 2 years. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and author of the report, describes the trends.
We take a look at 48 governors this year in the governor's report card, which is the 11th biennial governor's report card. Steve Moore, now of the Wall Street Journal, started the governor's report card back in 1992. This year, I look at trends in state tax and spending policy since the year 2010. And what I've noticed the last few years are a big movement towards reforming business taxation. The economy, of course, has been very poor the last few years. And so a lot of governors in both parties are looking at changing the tax code in order to encourage businesses and investment.
Which states have done the best at this, and how are they going about it?
Well, there's two big trends in tax policy I've noticed the last few years. One is a good trend, and that is cuts to damaging business taxes, including the corporate income tax. And a bad or negative trend is an increase in the use of so-called tax incentives or narrow tax breaks. The good trend I've noticed is that there's been a big effort to look at state taxes that harm businesses and investment and try to reform them. People may think that federal taxes on business are much more significant than state taxes on business, but in fact, it's the reverse. Ernst & Young does an annual report looking at the overall state tax burden on businesses, and they have found that state business taxes are about twice as big as the federal corporate income tax. At the state level, you not only have state corporate income taxes, but you have property taxes on business, which are gigantic, and you have retail sales taxes that hit business investment. So, for example, if a business is expanding and it needs to buy more capital equipment, it needs to buy more computers, they have to pay retail sales taxes on the use of that new equipment. And, of course, in that, it creates an anti-investment effect in state tax policy. Corporate income taxes have plunged around the world over the last 30 years. On average, the average corporate tax rate in the industrial world has fallen from about 40% in the 1980s to just 25% today. Well, if you look at states in the United States, they haven't cut their corporate tax rates at all on average in recent decades. Governors and state legislatures have been completely fallen asleep here when it comes to these corporate tax changes that have gone on around the world. That is starting to change. In the last few years, Mitch Daniels in Indiana cut the corporate tax rate there. Arizona's Jan Brewer cut the corporate tax rate. North Carolina's cut its corporate tax rate. Other governors, such as Nikki Haley, South Carolina, Rick Scott of Florida, have promised and are trying to completely abolish the state corporate income tax in their states, which would be a great reform. State corporate taxes raise relatively little money, but they have a huge compliance cost. They're huge, costly for businesses to fill out all the paperwork. And so the effort that businesses and the government go in to collect the state corporate tax is a huge burden, and it really isn't worth it.
The corporate tax code itself is oftentimes an opportunity for states to hand out privileges themselves within, or I should say among industries, that is, treating certain types of capital equipment differently than you would. And getting rid of the corporate income tax in this instance would get rid of the ability of the government to hand out lots of privilege.
Absolutely. One of the real negative trends I've noticed is the what I call the growth in tax incentive disease. This is a cancer that has spread over, frankly, all 50 states. Governors and legislatures in all 50 states are handing out special tax credits and breaks to certain industries. For example, the Hollywood film production business gets tax breaks in 44 different states now. They have special credits and breaks for Hollywood movies, which makes absolutely no sense. Producing movies is no more important to the economy than, say, furniture manufacturing or any other sort of less interesting and less sexy business. But for some reason, governors and legislatures, they zero in on certain businesses and they hand out special favors. In Missouri, for example, there's 64 different different tax credits in the Missouri tax code. So you're right that if we repeal the corporate income tax, we would put an end to all these special handouts that favor some businesses over others. After state corporate income taxes, one of the big deterrents to business investment is high property taxes. The tax rates on commercial and industrial property across the United States are actually much higher than the property tax rates on residential property. That's not only unfair, it creates a real anti-investment effect. A lot of states actually not only tax real property, in other words, land and buildings, they tax all the assets that a business has. So if a business buys a new computer, they buy new furniture, they buy new machinery and equipment, the government imposes an annual property tax on that new capital investment. These taxes are gigantic. They're much bigger than income taxes. So, for example, last year, total property taxes on business, $245 billion. Now, some governors, such as Rick Snyder in Michigan, are trying to do something about this. Michigan collects about $1 billion a year on property taxes on machinery and equipment, which when you think about it is absurd. Everyone is wondering why the Midwest has deindustrialized over the decades. Well, this is one reason, is high property taxes on capital investment, on machinery and equipment. So finally, we are getting some movement. Some governors are starting to reform these taxes.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.